inside the pouch. Then he peeked out at Jack and Annie. "Yay!" said Jack and Annie together. They laughed and clapped with relief.
"He looks happy to be home," said Annie.
"His mother looks happy too," said Jack. The mother kangaroo was gazing down at her Joey. She patted his head with her small paws. Then she looked at Jack and Annie with soft eyes.
"She's saying thank you to us," Annie said.
"You're welcome," Jack said.
"It was no problem," Annie told the kangaroo. "You have a great Joey."
The kangaroo gave a little nod. Then she bent over and used a front paw to pick up a small piece of bark from the wet grass. The kangaroo held the piece of bark out to Jack and Annie. Jack took it from her.
"Oh, man," he whispered. "It's our gift from a kangaroo."
The kangaroo then sprang into the air. She bounded gracefully away through the charred forest.
"Thanks," called Jack.
"Bye," called Annie.
"Good luck."
"Arf, arf,"
Teddy barked. The rain stopped as Jack studied the piece of bark. There was a tiny painting on it. It was just like the snake painting in the cave.
"I wonder what the snake means," said Jack.
Jack opened the wet cover of the Australia book. He carefully turned the damp pages. He found a picture of the snake painting.
"Listen," said Jack.
He read, "The first people of Australia are called Aborigines. They have lived there for 40,000 years. Their myths take place in a time they call Dreamtime. In Dreamtime, there is a rainbow serpent who sends life-giving rain. Aborigine artists paint the rainbow serpent on cave walls or on pieces of bark. In special ceremonies, they sometimes honor the rainbow serpent by painting their handprints on the magic snake."
"See?" said Annie. "That explains everything."
"Explains what?" said Jack.
"We put our hands on the painting of the rainbow serpent," she said. "It was like a special ceremony, so the rainbow serpent sent the rain to put out the wildfire."
"Arf!" Teddy barked.
Jack frowned. "But it's not a real creature," he said. "It's in dream time, not real time." Annie smiled.
"Then how do you explain that?" she said.
She pointed at the sky. The rain clouds were gone. The sun had come back out. A rainbow curved across the blue Australian sky.
"Oh, man," whispered Jack.
Though the air was warm again, he shivered.
"Teddy led us to the painting," said Annie. "We should thank him."
"How did he know about the rainbow serpent in the cave?" Jack asked.
"I told you," said Annie. "He has a touch of magic."
They looked down at the little dog. Teddy tilted his head and seemed to smile.
"Hey, we have all four gifts now," said Annie.
"Oh, yeah," said Jack.
"Let's go home and see if Teddy's spell is broken," said Annie.
"Arf, arf."
Jack put the bark painting and the Australia book in his pack. Then they all headed through the wet, steamy forest in the direction of the treehouse.
"I hope the treehouse didn't get burned," he said.
They went past the clearing, past the gum trees and bushes. The treehouse was waiting for them.
"It's still here," said Annie.
She grabbed the rope ladder and started up. Jack put Teddy in his pack and followed. Inside the treehouse, Teddy wiggled out of the pack. He pawed the Pennsylvania book.
"Arf, arf."
"Okay, okay," said Jack.
He pointed at a picture of the Frog Creek Woods.
"I wish we could go there." "Over the rainbow," said Annie.
And the wind started to blow. The treehouse started to spin. It spun faster and faster. Then everything was still. Absolutely still. Chapter 9. What Boy? "Welcome back," came a soft, lovely voice. Jack opened his eyes. It was Morgan. They hadn't seen Morgan in a long time.
"Morgan!"
cried Annie. She threw her arms around the enchantress. Jack jumped up and hugged Morgan, too.
"It's good to see you both," said Morgan.
"Arf! arf, arf.
And it's good to see you, too, Morgan said, smiling at the little dog.
Look,